The Spike Jonze Show, brought to you today, transcribed. Every Sunday at this time, the Coca-Cola Company presents The Spike Jonze Show, with Spike Jonze and the City Slickers, including Doodles Weaver as Professor Fiedelbaum, George Rock, Dick and Freddie Morgan, and Sir Frederick Guest. Today's special guests are lovely Lena Romay of the screen and the distinguished actor Basil Rathbone. Now, here are Spike Jonze and the City Slickers.
Yes, this is Spike Jonze. You say you're listening to a musical quiz program and you want to know the name of the mystery tune they're playing? Are you kidding? We don't even know the name of the tune we're playing.
By the sea, by the sea, by the beautiful sea, you and me, oh, how happy we'll be. When each wave comes just rolling in, we will sink or swim,
and we'll float and play around the water.
Over and under, and then up for air, my bridge, my bridge. So now what do we care? I love to be beside your side, beside the sea, beside the sea, beside the beautiful sea.
Thank you, music lovers. Tonight we introduce a new feature, the Musical Roundtable Discussion. Each week we will attempt to discuss such weighty musical problems as, does Carmen Lombardo's voice always shiver like that, or does he live in Southern California? I now call the meeting to order.
Mr. Jonze, I've been studying for this musical discussion. I bought myself a classical record, and I play it all the time.
You do? What's the name of it?
I don't know. It spins around so fast I can't read the title.
Thank you, Perry Como. Folks, since tonight we're discussing the samba, I've invited a guest expert who knows the subject from Arthur to Murray. Here she is, the lovely screen star, Miss Lena Romay. Now, as you all know, the samba is a South American dance. It features an instrument known as the tom-tom. This is a very difficult instrument and cannot be played by any tom-tom, Dick-Dick, or Harry-Harry. Lena, of course you speak Spanish.
Sí.
Been speaking it long?
Sí.
Do you enjoy speaking it?
Sí.
Would you mind cutting that out? You're making me seasick.
But let's get back to the samba. It's usually a love song. My grandfather told me all about love south of the border. He married a beautiful Mexican hacienda.
Spike, an hacienda's a house.
Well, that's the way my grandfather liked them built. I can just see him now, sitting on his tortilla. Drumming an enchilada. And listening to the songs of the native cucarachas.
Spike, nobody's going to learn anything about sambas from this discussion. I think the best thing to do is to let me sing one so everybody will know what they are.
Great, Lena. I'll accompany you with my orchestra.
You'll accompany me over my dead body. That answers my question. Music, maestro. tico tico ta tauto de saki tico tico ta comiendo mi ocupa tico tico tiene que alimentar que va a comer el más niño que no coma tico tico ta tauto de saki tico tico ta comiendo mi ocupa o sea que el verme en mi quintal en el tomar ese canal se puede dar más por favor tiene ese pico vacilero porque hace que poco me te ocupa entero tiene ese tico de lado si mamá me buba está mandando porque que no puede finitar el ya pisito para verse con sequilla está el piso para verse la comida está en gato me está doble más capto tico 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 tico. Tico, tico, tico. Oh, tico, tico, talk. The tico, tico, he's the cuckoo in my clock. And when he says cuckoo, he means it's time to woo. It's tico time for all the lovers in the block. I've got a heavy day, a day, a day, a day. So, tico, tico, tell me, is it getting late? If I'm on time, cuckoo. But if I'm late, cuckoo. The one my heart belongs to may not want to wait. For every birdie and a birdie who goes nowhere, he knows of every lover's lane and how to go there. For in affairs of the heart, my Kiko's terribly smart. He tells me gently, sentimentally, at the start. Oh, I hear my little Tico, Tico calling. He calls the time is right, he says good night of falling. I love that not so cuckoo, cuckoo in the clock. Tico, 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 talk. My poco.
That was great. Now, we all know what a samba is.
Arriba! Arriba!
Professor Fiedelbaum.
Spike, if you wanted somebody to sing sambas, why don't you ask me?
I have a perfectly pitched voice. For the vibrato, I use my larynx. For the cadendas, I use my diaphragm. What do you do for trills? Nothing. My mother watches me very closely. However, tonight I think I'm going to sing a nice tender ballad entitled Say Something Sweet to Your Sweetheart. Am I on voice? Sounds like you ought to have some more air in your front tire.
Thank you. Downbeat, maestro, please.
Say something hard to your sweet, sweet. Sweet something say to your heart, heart. Say something sweet, something sweet. I said it. Say something, say something. Don't stand there like an idiot. Say something, anything. There's people waiting outside. I better say something, or this place will become a used car lot again. Maybe I better start over. Say something sweet to your sweetheart. Tell her how much you owe. No. How much you care. Won't cost a thing. You'll find what happiness a word old gent can bring. Bring old gent, can gent. Candlestick is bent. Fling is bent. A room for rent. No. Whooping rent. Whooping pent. Whooping pent. We are poor little lambs who have lost our way.
Wrong animal.
Can't hide those love words inside you and still keep the love in your song.
Song? I've written a several songs myself.
I wrote one entitled, I'll Meet You in the Spring if I can get through the mattress.
Or, hi diddle diddle, the cat and the fiddle, the cow jumped 50 feet and only got third place.
We'll say something sweet to your heart, sweet. Your hot meat, your hoof beat. Hoof beat, that sounds like a horse.
A horse?
And they're off and running. It's Joe Wallace by length, flying spike fast, Linda Winnett, and bald hair is going on ahead. And you'll be sweetheart forever, the horse. Thank you, Professor. And now here is Dick Joy speaking for the Coca-Cola Company.
A cozy fire on the hearth, a good program on the air, a bottle of ice-cold Coca-Cola at hand, and you're all set to listen refreshed. It's a good idea to buy Coke by the case. Then you'll have it within reach whenever anyone in the house is ready for the pause that refreshes. Spike, do you know you've just received a signal honor?
I have?
Yes, sir. You've been selected Man of the Year by the National Retail Hardware Association.
What do I get, a gold washboard?
Oh, no, something even nicer, Spike. This beautiful scroll which says, "This is to certify that Spike Jones has been duly declared the Man of the Year by the National Retail Hardware Association for these reasons. As the partner of the washboard, he has taken utensils from the kitchen and converted them to the high cultural level of the music room. He has inspired juvenile geniuses everywhere to imitate his hardware music. And what these youngsters have done to the family washtubs and pans has been good for our business. Signed, Rivers Peterson, Managing Director."
I'm very grateful to all the hardware dealers, and by way of thanking them, I'd just like to say... Further appreciation, here are Sir Frederick Gass and the rest of the City Slickers with "When a Gypsy Makes His Violin Cry."
Anybody know why a gypsy makes his violin cry? A woman made my violin cry. Her name was Zaza Pootwater. I was drawn to her from the very first. It was the way she... it was on account of her... Well, it was because her personality was... and she had money, too. She was so beautiful. Her eyes were twice as pretty as Lana Turner's. They should have been. She had four of them. She would flutter her eyelids, and I would shiver in the breeze as I played. Would play. We would swing and sway. She would swing at me and I would sway. And then I didn't see Zaza for a long time after that, except a little bit out of the right eye. Soon we were married, and she made a wonderful couple. I would stand on the street corner picking the strings of my violin, and Zaza would dance through the crowd, picking pockets. Then one night I said to her, "Zaza, I feel like a new man." And she said, "So do I." Thank you. make you cry, as Garndo said it very.
I'm a guest on the show tonight, too.
That's right. And frankly, I'm a little worried. This is the first time we've ever had an English actor here, and I don't know how to treat him.
Well, why don't you make him feel at home? Serve tea and crumpets and talk that dippet stuff to him, you know.
Oh, I get you. George, Freddie, will you get some tea and crumpets, and in the meanwhile, I'll introduce our guest. Ladies and gentlemen, here is the distinguished actor of stage and screen, Mr. Basil Rathbone.
It's good to see you, Basil, old bean, pip-pip, cheerio, egad, and all that sort of rock and roll.
Hiya, Schmo, what do you know?
Schmo, Basil, after those dignified roles I've seen you play, I thought you were suave and sophisticated.
I am suave and sophisticated. In fact, I'm about the most sophisticated suave you ever met.
Well, I was only trying to make you feel at home.
Tea, your lordship.
Oh, thank you, thank you. A spot of tea would go famously.
Here you are, sir.
What's this?
I couldn't get any hot water. Here's a tea bag. Suck on it.
Now, Freddie, I told you to stop that. George, what are you doing?
You bad tea and trumpet.
Not trumpets, crumpets.
Crumpets? I'm firing for a fight. That's absolutely impossible. I can't play those things.
I'm sorry, Basil. Say, by the way, I've been listening to your new radio program, Tales of Fatima. Would you mind if I said that you're wonderful?
Oh, thank you, Spike. Thank you very much. I heard your program, and would you mind if I said that I think it's the funniest show on the air?
Oh, would you mind if I told you you're the best actor on the screen?
Spike, would you mind if I said that your records are the funniest made?
Would you mind if I open the window and let some fresh air in here?
Oh, Lena. I'm sorry, I forgot you were standing there. Basil, do you know Lena Romare?
Why, yes, yes, of course, Lena. I saw your last picture and, oh, you were looking simply ravishing. That dress that you were wearing, well, you've got two of the loveliest legs I've ever seen.
How do you know?
I counted them.
Mike, what is Basil going to do here?
Yes, I was wondering about that, old boy.
Well, Basil, some time ago, you made an album of Peter and the Wolf with Leopold Stokowski.
That's right. I narrated the story while the orchestra was playing it.
I know. Well, the City Slickers and I are going to do our version of Peter and the Wolf, and we want you to narrate it. Now, the musical depreciation version of Peter and the Wolf is called Portia and the Hollywood Wolf. Here's the script, Mr. Rathbone. Let's get started.
Thank you, Spike.
Portia's got too much iron in her blood. Portia and the Hollywood Wolf with our narrator, Mr. Basil Rathbone.
In the following work, various sounds and musical themes will be used to represent the different characters and places in our story. Our heroine, Portia, will be recognized by this theme.
La, 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 la.
Our hero, a radio announcer, will be identified by... Our villain, a Hollywood agent, by... Now, Portia... works in a typical California eating place known as a drive-in.
My name is Portia Clamfuddle. Of course, that's my stage name. I work as a waitress in this here drive-in. But I am really an actress. To be. Oh, what is to be? That is the question. Whether 'tis better to eat a hamburger with onions or without. To smooch or not to smooch? That is the answer.
And now our hero, the radio announcer, works in a radio station. You see, it's a CBS station.
I am a radio announcer. I broke into radio as a disc jockey. I was the only disc jockey in the country who could ride a record side saddle. Then I got an offer to come to Hollywood. My sponsor was Dr. Cavity, the friendly credit dentist. You've heard his slogan, no down payment, no cosigners, no teeth, just gum.
One day our hero was returning from the radio station.
Superstar, 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 superstar.
And he stopped in at the drive-in. Our hero honks his horn to service. Our heroine pitter-patted to his car. She handed him a menu. He looked it over carefully and said,
"Darling, I have fallen in love with you. My heart is beating for you. Listen. I gotta stop eating those Kugats Nougats. Will you marry me?"
Her eyelids fluttered shyly. She looked at him and said, very coyly,
"What's the matter? You crazy or something, hey?"
"No, I'm serious. Marry me and we'll settle down in my little nest in Laurel Canyon."
"Oh, you got a home there?"
"No, a nest. I share it with two robins."
"Robins? You're kidding."
"No, I pay my rent by doing pre-babysitting."
"Pre-babysitting?"
"When they go out for the night, I sit on the egg." "What do you say?"
"Well..."
Just as she was about to give her answer, Fate took her hand.
"I'm Fate."
"Here, take a hand."
Into the drive-in drove the Hollywood agent. In a long, low convertible with a top that went up and down. Imperiously, he blew his horn to service. Under the hood, he had the United States Marine Band.
The villain?
Said to her,
"You have a beautiful radio voice. Come with me and I will make you a star. I will give you jewels, furs, turbans."
So she got into the long, low convertible with a top that went up and down. And was about to drive off when our hero stopped her.
"Darling, would you rather marry him and have jewels, furs, and servants? Or would you rather have me?"
To which she replied in a sad voice,
"What's the matter, kid? You flip your lid?"
And so off she drove to the radio station. And sadly, our hero, the radio announcer, went back to his tranquil way of life. In the daytime, he had his commercials.
Friends, do you suffer from lower plate wobble? Then try Dr. Cavity's miraculous new discovery, glue.
And at night, he would free babysit on the robin's eggs while they were out for a lark. And as he sat there, he would say to himself,
"What do I need her for? Look, I've just become a mother."
This is Dick Joy speaking for the Coca-Cola Company, saying whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere. Now, here is Spike Jones.
I'd like to thank Lena Ramai and Basil Rathbone for being with us this evening. See you next Sunday at the same time, just before Jack Denny.
Mike Jones and the City Slickers may be seen in person in their musical depreciation review tomorrow night in Lake Charles, Louisiana. Tuesday in Shreveport, Wednesday in Ruston, Thursday in Baton Rouge, and Friday and Saturday in New Orleans. And next Friday, hear The Pause That Refreshes on the air with Percy Faith and his orchestra and songs by Jane Froman over CBS at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Junior college grads, here's the big news for you. The Navy has just raised its age limit to 27 for enlistment in its famous Naval Aviation Cadet Program. If you want flight training at its best, if you're between 18 and 27 and single, visit your nearest Navy recruiting station. Listen to the Spike Jones Show next Sunday when Spike's special guests will be Eddie Arnold and Janet Tate. This program was transcribed. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.